This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The holiday travel season continues to frustrate travelers at Southwest Airlines. They're going through a meltdown, canceling thousands of flights, and more cancellations are expected today and tomorrow. The airline says it's weather-related. Travelers at Denver's airport on CNN express frustration.
We had to wait in a line that was 4 hours, and we're still in line. And nobody's giving us any direction on what line to get in. It's a total you-know-what show here.
Calling Southwest, calling the airlines. You're nowhere to be found. I actually got hung up on multiple times.
The problem is that Southwest, they don't give any answer. They don't answer the phone.
There's no option to rebook anything online.
Oh, I've also been on hold for 5 hours and 43 minutes.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday said this weekend's major winter storm is the most devastating to ever hit Buffalo. The major storm system has brought dangerously low temperatures, and the system at this hour is bringing lake effect snow to Buffalo and nearby areas, creating blizzard conditions. The Serbian army says it's at its highest level of combat readiness after weeks of increasing tensions between Serbia and Kosovo. President Aleksandar Vučić says he will take all measures to protect our people and preserve Serbia, end quote. Some media claims in Serbia claim that Kosovo is preparing an attack on ethnic Serbs in North Kosovo. The government in Pristina has made no comment about the allegations. The surplus of computer chips from a global shortage 2 years ago has changed, as demand has also. Chip inventories are swelling, mirroring what is happening in the wider economy, as higher demand early in the pandemic now faces stockpile and mounting unsold goods that use chips. This is USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The White House is requesting the Supreme Court end Title 42 border policy today. This as President Biden leaves the continent for a vacation in St. Croix. Biden's claim the ending of Title 42 restrictions won't result in a humanitarian crisis has some people disagreeing. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels on Newsmax.
National sheriffs have worked hard and diligent to find answers to this open border. And as a result, even in Arizona, in my county, we're not seeing that. We're not being shared operation plan. Bottom line is there's no engagement by President Biden, Congress, to help us fix the border crisis. In fact, all we're doing is providing money to those coming across.
China will remove quarantine requirements for inbound travelers starting January 8th. As the country dismantles their zero COVID policy, the National Health Commission on Monday announced the move as the country downgraded the country's management of COVID-19 and abandoned other preventative measures. The government's overspending causing inflation has cash holdings the lowest since the financial crisis at U.S. government pension funds and are just above last year's 13-year low. Cash holdings hit 1.9% of assets at state and local government pension funds and 1.7% of assets at corporate pension funds, according to an annual report from Wilshire Trust Universe Comparison Service. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And he is back, the New York Times bestselling author, Martin Dugard, and his new book, Taking Berlin, The Bloody Race to Defeat the Third Reich, just in time for this year's annual commemoration of Veterans Day, Martin. Well, I'll tell you, this book is perfectly timed. You're a genius.
I'd like to take credit, but it's not me.
Well, we love timing. It's amazing sometimes how things happen even in spite of ourselves, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, anything that takes us back to World War II and helps us understand what's going on, especially in a society that wants to de-emphasize American exceptionalism and heroism, taking Berlin is another part of the historic historic record that you have been dedicated to presenting to us. So explain to our audience, taking Berlin, where are we right now and what's about to happen?
Well, this is a series. So the first book in the series is Taking Paris, and we ended that with the liberation of Paris in August 1944. And I just really felt like I needed to tell the rest of the story. So I had intended to start, you just pick it up right there, they liberate Paris and boom, we move on to Berlin. But I realized to kind of give the story more context, I need to spend some time on that whole summer of 1944. So we open with D-Day, and we introduce the four main characters, it's Patton, Churchill, General James Gavin, the paratroop general, and then Martha Gellhorn, the third wife of Ernest Hemingway, who's also a fantastic journalist in her own right. So we follow the advanced appearance through their eyes.
And of course, we have Joseph Stalin involved, too, right?
He's there. I have to admit that I talked with the Soviets, and I talked about Operation Bagration, which was their version of D-Day, which was massive. I mean, it was like 4 or 5 times the size and scope of D-Day. Just such a punishing blow against the Germans. But Stalin is he's a little bit like a stalking horse in this thing. I wanted to keep the narrative focused. So he's a secondary villain to Hitler, and he'll make appearances here and there, kind of foreshadowing, as you're saying, what's going on in the world right now, because the things that Stalin did during the course over the months that this book took place, would influence the formation of the Soviet Union, they're taking all these other nations that they captured in World War II and not giving them back and forming the Soviet bloc. And now, again, all the stuff with Putin trying to retake the Ukraine, that's right out of Stalin's playbook. So it's everything that happens in my book in 1944, 1945 is still living out right now.
Exactly. You kind of sense that you're hearing General Patton screaming from his grave, "I told you so"?
You know what? All the time. It's every time. I mean, I love to write about Patton. I've written about him 2 or 3 different books, and he's such a great character. But the one thing that he's remembered for, so many things, so many bold actions during the war, battles and just moments of audacity. But the one one thing I think he should be remembered for is warning the world that that we needed to advance further. We needed to go as far east as possible, you know, liberate those nations that the Soviets didn't want to give freedom to, and mm-hmm. and really set up a different post-World War II world.
Exactly. Well, he could see it quite clearly. There was no doubt the genius of Patton, but unfortunately, Eisenhower wanted to make sure that his wings were clipped and appreciated his energy. But no, there was going to be a beginning to an end because Eisenhower didn't want this thing to, you know, to be endless, right?
Well, I think too, Eisenhower was more political than we give him credit for. He's relentlessly political, actually, and. You know, I think he was taking his directions from the White House. Roosevelt, for some reason, had much more trust for Stalin than he should have, mm-hmm. even though Churchill yeah. was warning him against it. And you know, for the good of his career, I mean, in Eisenhower's defense, he saved about 100,000 American lives by not pushing all the way into Berlin. But we could have taken the southern route that Patton was doing and accomplished the same thing in a much more expeditious manner.
Well, Patton to me has always been kind of the ideal, and just, you know, being a somewhat of a casual student of the military, not to the degree that you are, Martin, but still, I look at it in terms of, you know, the heart of a general that is serious about being about the military business. And that is when you bring the military on the battlefield, you got to just let them do their work, get out of the way. And as they do, then. You know, you'll bring people back to where they belong, and that's at the negotiation table. And unfortunately, I think we've lost some of that translation and some of that gravitas that, you know, Patton brought to the military.
Well, you bring up a good point. You know, this period that I'm writing about here, June 1944 to May 1945, was definitely focused on capturing Berlin and, you know, bringing down Hitler, stopping the war in Europe so we could go over to Asia and finish the war in Japan. But at the same time, there was a very political play going on that hindered the true general like Patton, because all of a sudden, you know, the British had been in the war earlier, and they kind of felt like, and they had been ravaged, and they were impoverished. They wanted Montgomery to be the first one into Berlin, just because they felt like it was owed to them, and I understand that, because they had endured. The Soviets felt like they should be the first ones into Berlin because they had also suffered mightily. You know, the Russians, I mean, the Germans almost took Moscow. So, mm-hmm. you know, so it was one of those things. And so you have a guy like Patton. When you think about it, I'm not going to say he's the last true general, but this is one of the last wars that you have a true objective where basically you're saying it's like old school, almost biblical type warfare where you go in, you take the enemy's fortress, you basically, by conquering that fortress, you have won the war, and that's the end of it. And that's what Patton was hoping to achieve. And, and politics got involved because of all these different things. And so then it began like, okay, we kind of want to be the first to Berlin, but let the Russians have it. We're going to pull back. You know, and it just got very political. And I don't want to say Patton died at the right time, because he did die just before the end of the war. But or just after the end of the war, but, you know, he was a guy that was not happy without a conflict, and I can kind of see Patton, if he'd had the chance, trying to find a way to reengage militarily in a way that would really confront the Russians.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and the thing is that you find out so much after the fact. As you say, you know, our president was, you know, was yielded to Stalin. And it seemed like he was ignoring, you know, some signs here of what kind of ravaging he was doing. Because just even amongst his own people, I mean, the carnage that were at the hands of Joseph Stalin is immeasurable almost.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, you know, Roosevelt is such a political animal, and the way he got played by Stalin is great. And I think it's interesting that when Truman comes in, he's supposed to be this neophyte, and Truman figures it out right away. Truman wants no part of Stalin. He knows he's a bad guy, and that's a little twist. I don't spend any time at all on Truman. Well, a little bit at the very end of Truman, but that little political interchange is really interesting. In the fact that Truman had just enough sense to kind of confront Stalin just at the right times, I think, would have been even more.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to a quick break. Yeah. We've got more from Martin Dugard talking about his new book right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
We're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, Martin Dugard, the best-selling author of Taking Paris. This is part two of the series. It's Taking Berlin, the bloody race to defeat the Third Reich. Okay, so earlier we were talking about, just laying out where we are here. We've already taken Paris. Now we're moving on to Berlin. But this isn't a cakewalk. I mean, we've got a battle. We got battle royals yet right in front of us, right?
Yeah, everybody thought it was going to be a cakewalk, too, because we were already, by September 1944, the U.S. was focused on transitioning, how to get men over to Japan to fight in the Pacific. So we thought the war was all but over. We thought Germany was on their heels. But once we pushed Germany out of France and we got them back behind the German border, they fought to defend their homeland, and it became very, very complicated, very, very... the U.S. Army was great, but German Army at that time was one of the best fighting forces in the world, and they still had plenty of men and plenty of material, you know, in the winter of 1944 to do a lot of damage. You know, mm-hmm. And when people think about the Battle of the Bulge, it's kind of this really, you know, we think of this German counteroffensive, and they're trying to do what people don't know is Hitler was trying to drive a wedge between Patton's group in the south, Montgomery's group in the north, and get all the way to the sea, and basically have this big Nazi corridor in there, and then he was going to sue for peace. So that was finally, you know, Hitler was doing something offensive to take it back, and the fact that he was able to accomplish that and might have gotten away with it shows the fact that they were not on their heels like we had thought.
Exactly. Well, there's one thing, you know, when you're fighting outside of your homeland, but when you're protecting your own homeland, it's all or nothing. I mean, the fierceness, and this is what you present in your book, Taking Berlin, is the kind of activity, the kind of military action that took place was nothing short of just 100% fierceness, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what, it's weird, because like when I went over there to research, and I went through a lot of these battlefields, and you realize how vast the fighting must have been, because you have these wide open spaces. You have a lot of that part of the world, is that northern France and that corridor into Germany, is it's rugged, but at the same time it's a great place to wage war, because there's a lot of open spaces there. And to imagine the scale of the armies, the scale of, I was thinking about artillery and the fact that you could lob a shell so many miles with precision. It's just amazing what happened right there. The heroism. You know, the one battle people don't think about is the Hurricane Forest.
One
of the longest battles of the war. And it was just miserable. It was muddy. It was one of the few times Americans turned and ran. It was just miserable, just horrible.
Yeah, and you know, the weather elements, this is what people... I mean, unless you've been in war, and you know, we're talking, certainly, this is what made this the greatest generation, was so many of this generation participated in the war. Today, we got less than 1% are in the military, and even of that 1%, how many actually realize a combat situation? And combat situation, just like you said, there, you know, where the elements, where you had, you know, mud and ice, and I mean, it's just incredible, you know, to consider for a moment what these men went through, and what happened in terms of the fatalities that took place. I was talking with another author about the war right there, particularly in the southern southern arena, and it was in a sense almost like another version of Hamburger Hill.
Yeah, you know, but when I think about the elements, you know, the winter of 1944 was one of the coldest on record. Mm-hmm. And I think about these guys who are on the front lines. They're in a foxhole. So you're basically in a hole. You're in a hole in the ground. It's, you know, you've got snow in there. You've got moisture. You've got people trying to find creative ways to use the restroom. You've got to find a way to feed yourself. And it's not like you can walk around to get warm. You have to stand there and just endure. And you're living there. You're sleeping there. And you just, the mental strength, I mean, just that I have so much admiration for what they endured, because
exactly,
you know, if I walk outside without a jacket, I'm unhappy. I can't imagine it being in a foxhole and then people are shooting at you, you know, and it's just
by the way, you're dodging bullets and you got incoming. Yes, right.
Yeah, right.
unbelievable. So, as you say in the book, now the race is on. After Paris, it is a bloody race to defeat the Third Reich. And what we read also is that, military strategists on both sides basically had the same mission. I mean, and they were equally committed. So this is, I mean, you talk about the ultimate battle here, strength against strength, power against power, right?
Yeah, and remember, too, the Russians wanted to get to Berlin before we did. And so they're supposed to be our ally, and they're doing everything they can to get there ahead of us. And of course, when they get there, they destroy the city. They ravage it. You know, they kill the men, they rape the women. It's just, it's brutal. It's just one of the horrible, horrible things.
Yeah.
And again, you know, remember James Gavin, one of my characters here, head of the 82nd Airborne. He was planning a jump onto Berlin. It was going to be the last big combat jump of World War II. They're going to land Berlin, take the airports, and he was actually going to jump with a full dress uniform so he could find the German command and accept their full surrender in full uniform.
Mm.
And despite the fact that all the planning took place in a closed room with canvas over all the maps when people left the room, the Russians somehow found out all about it, and Stalin knew about it before that jump could take place, and he told his two commanders to get to Berlin first before the Americans pull off that jump.
Mm. Wow. It's really, amazing how things worked out, and as you said, that the ramifications, the remnant of what wasn't handled appropriately in World War II, how that lingers today, right?
Well, you go back to this thing floating around right now called the Big Lie. The Big Lie was invented by Adolf Hitler early in his time, even before World War II, as a way of explaining how we want to get rid of the Jews. And so and his whole thing is, if you tell a big enough lie, and if you tell it often enough, people will start to believe it. Well, that soon became a page out of Stalin's playbook. That soon, and now we see Putin used this, the same exact thing right now. That big lie concept, and it's all those things that happened then are happening again now. We need to be
exactly
careful, because it's not something that we can take lightly.
Exactly. Well, this is why words matter, why our First Amendment matters. The recent move by Elon Musk to take over Twitter to unleash once again our First Amendment right. That has to be non-negotiable, Martin. For again, with the experiences that we've had, and in fact, there was a very, very small and powerful book titled "How Do You Kill 6 Million People?" And to your point, exactly, you just get them to buy into the lie.
That's true. It's true, and I think that's why we fought that war in Europe specifically to protect the Constitution and to protect our First Amendment rights. And God forbid that kind of mindset takes hold within our society. It's just that anti-Constitution mentality. It's kind of chilling as I research these things, to read some of these things, to see them happening now, and to know that we think democracy is safe, and it's always going to be here, and it's very fragile. It's incredibly fragile.
Yeah, you've got this democratic republic if you can keep it, right? And as Ronald Reagan said, it's nothing that passes in the bloodstream from one generation to the next. It is something that, liberty comes with a cost, and you have to be, you got to be all in. And that's what we the people signifies, in my humble opinion. Taking Berlin, the bloody race to defeat the Third Reich, Martin Dugard, best-selling author, has been with us. Martin, we got about 50 seconds left. What is the takeaway? What do you want the reader to get from your book?
What do I want them to get? Well, first of all, I want them to buy my book.
Yes. Well, number one, yes, buy the book. Okay, yes.
Yeah, if you like the killing books, you're going to love this taking book. The takeaway I want people to know is I want people to know this chapter of history. I want people to know these characters. I want people to know what they went through. I want to know how this is foundational to what the world has gone through, the way the world has changed between 1945 and today. Everything is happening now, like I said, is recreating itself, but everything that has happened in the interim was set up during those days.
Exactly.
Just basically, June 1944 to May 1945, everything that's happened in the world since was the foundation was right there.
It's our history to be cherished, and Martin Dugard, thank you very much for reminding us. I appreciate it. Take care.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Call for Code founding partner IBM and its creator David Clark Cause have named GardenMate as winner of the 2022 Global Challenge. Call for Code invites developers across the globe to use cutting-edge technologies like IBM's artificial intelligence portfolio and IBM Cloud to create solutions to help solve the world's biggest problems. The GardenMate app utilizes IBM Watson technology and connects gardeners with excess produce to people in need. The team will receive $200,000 as well as assistance from the Linux Foundation to open source their application and support to deploy their solution from IBM ecosystem partners. Kate Woolley, GM, IBM Ecosystems.
Since 2018, IBM and Call for Code have empowered developers to take on the challenge of tackling the world's biggest problems, such as food scarcity and climate change. This year's competition demonstrates the impact developers can have to help affect change and create a better future through the use of technologies such as hybrid cloud and AI.
To learn more, visit callforcode.org.
USA News Update. The holiday travel season continues to frustrate travelers as Southwest Airlines is going through a meltdown, canceling thousands of flights, and more cancellations are expected today and tomorrow. The airline says it's weather-related. Travelers at Denver's airport on CNN express frustration.
We had to wait in a line that was 4 hours, and we're still in line. And nobody's giving us any direction on what line to get in. It's a total you-know-what show here.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday said this weekend's major winter storm is the most devastating to ever hit Buffalo. The major storm system has brought dangerously low temperatures, and the system at this hour is bringing lake-effect snow to Buffalo and nearby areas, creating blizzard conditions. China will remove quarantine requirements for inbound travelers starting January 8th as the country dismantles their zero-COVID policy. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. John Tammany is back with us. The last time we talked about his provocative book, which we've continued to discuss, When Politicians Panic, The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. I'm sure if John could write an epilogue, it would be one maybe with the big title, I Told You So. John joins us now. We're going to talk about his new book. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me back.
Well, appreciate your insight. Again, I have used your quote so often about the cumulative intelligence of 300 and what are we up to, 340 million people versus the genius or the proclaimed genius of one Dr. Fauci that is coming out loud and clear, especially in light of this new documentary that is based on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And that documentary is still streaming absolutely free. And you can stream it yourself at the Dr. Fauci movie. .com and see for yourself. And a lot of things that you know, John and I previously talked about from his book are reinforced, and you get you know, the real science and wisdom of you know, what we experienced in the last 2.5 years because of this pandemic, John.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is don't even worry about the science. The focus has to be that 330 million people collectively are going to figure things out because they're the market. Some people were going to freely lock down on their own. Nothing wrong with that. You learn from them if that makes sense. Some people were going to live their lives. Some businesses were going to shut down in total. Some businesses were not. We had to learn from people freely doing what was in their best interest and doing it with the information at hand. We had to learn how the virus spread and what to best do about it. Instead, politicians robbed of us our ability to work. They robbed us of our savings, of our ability to basically support ourselves. And in the process, made us less safe. They blinded us to the truth about the virus.
Exactly. And, of course, what they did to our kids is an absolute disaster. The new reports are coming out about, you know, how America is ranking
now and how our children's literacy rate, their ability to handle math and reading comprehension has dropped dramatically. And to your point here, John, again, this is a fair warning, is that the people, common sense, reasonable people will figure out how to solve this problem. If we're going to rely on the Randy Weingartens and all the political forces to come up with a solution, we're just making the same mistake over and over again. We need that, which is insanity, right, as we know. So it's time that the people, under their liberties and their own ideas, solve this problem. They can make this happen themselves. You know, parents taking their kids, they're homeschooling right now. They were afraid they couldn't do it, and they're finding out, wow, you know, hey, I can do this. And neighbors are involved. There are community efforts that are doing. They're homeschooling their kids, getting them away from, you know, these schools. They're just doing a terrible job that want to indoctrinate them, that want to bring in, you know, drag queen story hours to teach your kids. You know, I think was something I read on Facebook. It says, yeah, drag queen story hours has been redefined to state that here is a man dressed up as a woman teaching your kids about sex. So, you know, that really adds some understanding and clarity to what this is all about, right?
Yeah, well, and it adds clarity to the basic truth that once we make this about death rates and science, we've lost the argument. We may win the argument, we've lost the long-term battle.
Exactly.
The answer always has to be first and foremost freedom, because there will always be pathogens that are part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And once we give into this, well, if this many people will die, they should take our freedom. We set ourselves up to have our freedom taken in the future. And when in reality, the answer always is, if something really threatens, that's when freedom's most important, because we learn from free people how to combat it. So let's not get stuck in the weeds of results as much as we get stuck in. Just don't take away people's freedom. And by the way, to the American people, don't ever give your freedom away so easily again. We're at fault, too, for allowing it to happen.
Exactly. Because look at the numbers. These were contrived numbers. It's interesting that, whenever they start dealing with liability, they go back to the CDC announcement that was about, you know, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, saying, well, the people that actually died of COVID only was about maybe 3%. So that's kind of a low seasonal death rate type issue at 3%. But, you know, but when you're talking about spending people's money, then we talk about over a million people have died of COVID, you know, so all those numbers have been manufactured. They've been massaged in order to keep people in fear, wearing masks and doing silly stuff. And as you say, subordinating their liberty rights, you know, to a government, to the Faucis of the world, as if they've proven to be so successful. I mean, because 2.5 years later, can you sit there with confidence and say, thank God for Dr. Fauci? He saved the human race. He saved America. Can you, is anybody on the planet, can anybody say that? I'm sure there probably are a few people.
No one can say that, but again, the danger always is, what if he had?
Yes.
It still doesn't change the fact that you don't give up your freedom.
Right.
You know, we don't need to be forced to save our lives. We don't need to be forced to not get sick. And so it's what I stress in When Politicians Panic. Once we make this argument about numbers and death rates, and I acknowledge all that in there, that, okay, it's all here.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Right.
But once you make it about that, you're setting yourself up to be locked down again. Because they'll always come up for an excuse, well, you know, this virus is different. This one's hitting young people. This one's hitting babies more, so let's rob everyone of their freedom. No, you just don't take away people's freedom. And furthermore, the American people, you don't give it up, ever.
Exactly. Yeah, very well said. John, your new book, The Money Confusion, How Illiteracy About Currencies and Inflation Sets the Stage for the Crypto Revolution. It's like, okay, same thing, just a different rendition of what we just went through, right?
Well, there's aspects of it. The book very much makes a case that this is not inflation. This is the bitter fruits of them robbing us of our freedom. And when you basically lock people in their homes and in the process eviscerate working relationships, trading relationships built up around the world over decades, to then say that prices are going to be higher is kind of a statement of the obvious. Well, of course they're going to be. My quibble is that that's not inflation. Inflation's a devaluation of the currency. This was a taking of freedom. Let's be clear about what happened. This is not inflation. And when we say it's inflation, we give the politicians the ultimate free pass. Oh, the Fed did this. No, no, no. The Fed had nothing to do with it. There's been no devaluation of the currency in the past 2 years. That's inflation. This is the logical result of robbing people of their ability to work together around the world, which is what the lockdowns were. And so politicians love the inflation talk. It's utter nonsense, and it excuses what they did.
John, what you just pointed out is so critical here for people to understand what the politicians did, what this global cabal was able to affect, all because of, you know, all because of COVID and the fears that rose up, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's make it simple. When the 20th century began, cars were rarer than millionaires, and millionaires were incredibly rare. By 1920, cars were common. Why was that? Because Henry Ford, one of the greatest entrepreneurs who ever lived, decided that men working in specialized fashion, in assembly line fashion, could produce at a level never imagined, and in so doing, they could make it possible for cars to be had relatively cheaply. Well, so what happens when you break up not just local cooperation, but global cooperation among billions of workers, billions of hands around the world? Is it any surprise that you're ripping apart the process that got us to low prices in the first place? I think not.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, our supply chain is all compromised. It's attacked, and here we are. And who orchestrated this? We've only got about 30 seconds left, and maybe we'll save that question, and we'll unwrap that a little bit further in the next segment. We're talking with John Tam, the author of his new book, The Money Confusion, How Illiteracy About Currency and Inflation Sets the Stage for Crypto Revolution. Stay with us. We got more from John after this.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars.
Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I understand, you know, when you have something as popular as cryptocurrencies were, and then, you know, the rise in their value, it was like going off the charts, and then suddenly now there is this bust that takes place. And people think, well, that's it for cryptocurrencies. It's a done deal. Well, John Tamney, in his new book about the money confusion, points out that this is a cycle that occurs and that will naturally evolve to where you might think naively that cryptocurrencies are done away with, but actually it's a bit prescient, because it's telling you that cryptocurrencies will come back and probably come back with a vengeance, John, if I'm reading this right. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd written about over a year ago, I'd said, we'll know that crypto's for real once its currencies start crashing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign that there's a real market, that basically investors are sifting through the good and the bad rather than just presuming genius about every single one. And so, to me, it's a sign of a healthy market. Mm-hmm. And there is a desire for private money. My guess is that the crypto crowd has overcomplicated it. What people have always wanted is money that holds its value throughout time. Stable money is what allows us to trade with each other. It allows us to save for the future. And so my sense is that's what's going to come of this, a capitalist system that created supercomputers that sits in our pockets can certainly create stable money that holds its value much better than government currencies have. So I think the future's positive.
And again, here you've got the Biden administration introducing their own form of crypto, right?
Yeah, and I'm not too worried about that. Invariably, governments are driven by the known. They always try to come in after the fact. The reality is government's problem throughout the millennia is that whenever they've gotten involved with money, and this is true here too, they've devalued.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, Republicans, it didn't matter. They've all done it. And so why would we trust a government version of it now? Much more likely to me is that private issuers, say Target, say Amazon, say J.P. Morgan, will issue currencies. The odds of them devaluing is much, much less, because that would be them basically ripping off their customers, which businesses are unlikely to do. And so I don't fear a government on this one.
You don't fear it because they don't have enough enough control of it, or you just
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Capitalism will always get outrun government, for one. For two, look at governments, not just in the U.S., but around the world, the history of government with currencies. What have they always done? They've always devalued them. They've always clipped coins. They've always shrunk the value of the money we earn. And so why would we expect them in a crypto setting to suddenly issue private money that holds its value?
Exactly.
There's just no
right.
You know, so I'm fairly confident that private issuers will outrun these guys, and that's going to be a very good thing. It will force better currency outcomes for everyone, including from the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury needs more competition. I think private issuers will do it.
Exactly. No, I think this is awesome what is at our doorstep here, John, and what this will do in terms of its global effect and confidence that we have. Because, as you said, at the end of the day, it comes down with the people that you do business and who you can trust, right, to know that they'll deliver the goods and you'll get paid for those goods.
Yeah, I mean, what is money but something that enables us to trade products for products?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
When you take a dollar bill for whatever service you want to get equal value for it. By extension, when government devalues the dollar, it robs you of the fruits of your work. And so it's only logical that private money, crypto, call it what you want, would emerge amid a history of governments doing badly by currencies. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I think we're going to get a better outcome. Would you rather be paid in Amazon dollars or J.P. Morgan dollars or a Federal Reserve note?
Yes,
exactly. You prefer the J.P. Morgan dollars because if they devalue on you, you'll never use them again and you'll tell others.
Exactly.
The problem with a government monopoly on everything is if they devalue, what choice do you have? And so this is going to keep governments from robbing people of the fruits of their labor, and it's going to keep governments from people from being victimized by economists who just so dangerously and foolishly say, oh, no, inflation is good. We need a little inflation. How is it good for people to earn money that's losing value throughout?
Exactly.
How is it good for government to do that? How does that help the economy? It's ludicrous, and crypto is one of the many ways in which we'll fight what vandalizes reason.
On its face, it's unjust, John, you know, to do that to people.
Of course it's unjust. It's theft.
Right.
It is theft. You know, we don't like taxes, and with good reason. That is government taking from us the fruits of our labor. Well, how is devaluation, how is inflation any different? If they're robbing us of the value of the dollar, they're robbing us of what we've worked for. So let's start calling it what it is.
Yes, good point.
You know, so, again, that's part of the argument of the book. Let's define inflation for what it is. It's devaluation. What we're experiencing right now is higher prices. But no, this was born of them locking us in our houses and locking down businesses. Let's be clear about what it is, because we can never let politicians forget, Democrat, Republican, you name it, what they did to us.
Exactly.
Boy, do they love the inflation argument, because it changes the subject from what they did.
They killed our labor force in the process, John. They told our labor force, just stay at home, don't go to work. And I've been, you know, talking about this, and interesting, very few people are even considering this. But, you know, for the last 2.5 years, our U.S. labor force took a psychological hit. You know as well as I do, you know, as a writer, as one who studies all these dynamics, if you're aware or unaware and you decide to check out for a week on the economy, you don't pay attention, I mean, you're scrambling to get caught up. Well, what happens for somebody who is off the job because the government has paid them to stay at home, you know, for over a year? What is their skill set now, you know, after they've been, in a sense, dumbed down and retarded through this process? I mean, I think that our labor force, we haven't even begun to measure the impact that this has had on our labor force.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt it's true. What has been the one constant of American life since its founding, and realistically the world? We just get up every day and go to work. It's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Only for politicians and their infinite wisdom to just stop this and to expect that there wouldn't be horrid outcomes,
mm-hmm.
including loss of skills, including loss of self-value, including much higher prices. Of course all of this was going to result. You can't shut down what's incredibly sophisticated and global and expect to flip the switch back. Oh, you've got your freedom back. We've decided
right.
that you're okay again to live your lives again and expect things to remain the same. There's going to be damage.
Mm-hmm.
And what's incumbent upon you, incumbent upon me and all of us is that we make sure to tell the story, because if we don't, history books will say, a virus forced people into their homes. No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The virus has been spreading for months around the world. politicians robbed us of our freedom and caused staggering damage to health, to well-being. Let's never let them forget this. And I find it so insulting that Democrats and Republicans, yeah, you know, it's inflation. You know, it's the Fed money supply. Look, find a writer who has ridiculed the Fed more than I have over the last 10 years. If you can find, I want to meet this writer. But this is not the Fed. This is politicians trying to change the subject, and it's so dangerous.
Exactly. Well, they're dodging accountability. That's what politicians do, you know? So what do you expect from them? Yes. And oh, by the way, when they get real desperate, then they use our money, which I think is just, you know, ungodly. They use our money to pay for votes. You know, I mean, it's like this idiocy has got to quit. John, you know, with cryptocurrency and what you're talking about in this plan, how can this be protected? Because you got to, I mean, I got to imagine the World Economic Forum, all the powers, the lever pullers and everything like that, see an independent, you know, process that's done by freedom loving people to freely exchange commerce, to know that their money really does count for something. It's highly valued. This has just got to scare the holy whatever out of them, and they're going to do everything they can to interrupt this.
They're going to try, but look at what Uber did. Look at what this little app on phones did to global taxi cartels. Will government try to break that which shrinks its power? Of course it would. You know, politicians respond to incentives too. But I remain of the view that capitalism moves too fast, and it's going to move way too fast on this. Private money is the future because governments have proven that they're unwilling to maintain a stable currency. I mean, I don't think we're having this discussion if the U.S. Treasury had over the decades maintained the dollars as a measure of value, but it hasn't. And we've seen this around the world to much more dangerous degrees. And so, look, capitalism's going to take over. Capitalism meets the needs of people. And in this case, the world wants money that it can trust, and it's found that it can't trust government. I think they're going to have a very hard time pushing it down.
How does this promote peace, John? I think that this promotes peace at a dimension unrealized.
Well, of course, anytime, if you want to disable society, you devalue the currency. If you want to make the world at peace, enable it to trade with one another. And good money is an agent of endless trade around the world, which is the path toward peace. The greatest foreign policy concept ever invented is the cheapest. Set people free, allow money to be money, and you'll see that people are trading and not wanting to go to war with each other.
Wow. Can you, John, this is awesome. Thank you so much, you know, for this book, for coming on the show and breaking it down for our audience. Where can they go for more information?
Oh, go on Amazon. Buy by the handful. The Money Confusion. It's a very, very short book that explains what money is, what inflation is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy